And see, that works really well if your watch says 11:28 when it's 11:28. Mine will probably say 11:28 when it's 11:40. Since this is all over with, and since there's some kids here, I wanted to tell a story. This is a true story. I grew up in Idaho, and I actually worked for the Sawtooth Lumber Company, which does not exist anymore. Boise Cascade bought them out. But there was a time when the Sawtooth Lumber Company could win a bar fight at Featherville against the Boise Cascade boys. Well, that's who I'm talking to. Yeah. So when you go, I worked for the lumber company, I cut down trees. When you cut down a tree, the tree wants to fall in a very specific place. And when you walk up to it with a chainsaw, you have to stand at the bottom and look at it. If a tree is perfectly symmetrical and perfectly straight, you can make it fall anywhere you want it to. If there's more branches on one side than another, it will only fall that way. If it's leaning in one direction, it doesn't matter what the branches are doing, it's only going to fall that way. The boss, Junior Ownsby, who never came out to watch us work, one day showed up to watch our crew, and our foreman who ran our crew was named Bud. Bud and Junior Ownsby were up on the road, the dirt road that had been cut in, and they were standing there watching me, and I'd walked up to a tree that literally, it didn't matter how long I looked at it, it was like the corkscrew tree in the parable. There was no way to figure out where this thing was going to fall. And I thought, maybe I'll leave this for someone else, because I'm kind of afraid that this was a very big tree. It was going to kill someone, and I just assumed it wasn't me. But when I turned to leave it, the foreman yelled, "Get on with it!" So I got on with it. And I cut a wedge out. And it looked to me like this damn thing could go anywhere. So what difference does it make if you don't know where it's going to go, what you do to it? So I cut a wedge out of it, and I think, maybe they'll leave and cutting the wedge will be enough. But they were still standing there watching me like, let's see what the idiot does. In addition to all of the other problems this tree had, termites had eaten quite a bit of the inside. But the wedge didn't reveal that. I set about cutting the tree down to connect up with the wedge, and about a third of the way through, there was not enough remaining support for the tree to stay up, and it started to move. But it didn't move like it was going to fall. It moved like twisting on the trunk, which trapped my chainsaw. So I let go of it as it moved around, and I was thinking, wow, this is going to be a disaster. And I backed away from the thing with my chainsaw left behind, still running, and this was not a model of how you drop a tree. This was a model of, how much insurance do we have for these guys? The tree twisted. It made a horrible splintering sound, exactly what you don't want to do to a tree, and then it fell. And I ran like back and forth trying to figure out where it was going to land, because it was shimmying. And when it finally fell to the ground, I picked up where it was going and I thought, oh, good. I'll be safe here. Except the tree was like a corkscrew. And when it hit the ground, because of the twist on the tree, it jumped backwards. I still own the orange hard hat I wore that day. The base of the tree, which was bigger around than about two of those, flew back right at my head and hit the bill of the hard hat and sent it flying up the hill. I managed to duck and leave my head intact, but my hard hat is now about halfway between me, the owner of the company, and my foreman. I left my chainsaw running and I walked up the hill to get my hard hat back and put it on, because you're supposed to wear it if you're out there cutting trees down. And I can still remember the quote from the owner to the foreman. But because this is a story for the kids, I won't repeat it. But he was anything but impressed. So in addition to every other reason why they would leave that tree up in the parable on the hill and not touch it, messing with things like that gets lumberjacks killed. And there was a time when I was briefly a lumberjack. Anyway, that's my story. That's your good night story. And so there it is. And it really happened.